What would make you believe in God? What would it take for you to trust in Christ and what He has done? At the heart of our Christian faith is to believe that Jesus Christ was crucified and raised from the dead. What would it take for you to believe in that? We come to another appearance of Jesus to one of His disciples after His resurrection. Traditionally, this section has been called Doubting Thomas, or because it's about a disciple that doubted Jesus' resurrection. When Jesus appeared to the other disciples, Thomas was not there. And so even though they told him that we have seen the Lord, Thomas remains skeptical. He says, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. And so a week later, Jesus appears to his disciples once again. Thomas was there this time. And as we saw, Jesus says, peace be with you. And then he says to Thomas, put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand, put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. And he did that and immediately worships Jesus, acknowledges Jesus by saying, my Lord, my God. He realizes the significance of Jesus' resurrection and what it means for him. That means that Jesus is his Lord and his God. He knows Jesus being risen from the dead has tremendous meaning and significance. Remember, it has been 1 week since the disciples told him that Jesus is alive. He did not believe it then. And, you know, it's completely understandable. I mean, how can someone believe such an audacious claim? He's not that gullible. He needed more than mere assertion from the other disciples. And it's quite clear that he's been thinking about that. And so when Jesus appears to him and asks him to touch him on his hands and side, he immediately recognizes the significance and cries out, my Lord, my God. His doubts went away when he saw Jesus, and he worships Jesus. And then Jesus says this, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not yet seen and yet have believed. Now, unfortunately, that verse has often been misread. It's often read as if Jesus is rebuking Thomas for needing more convincing of his resurrection. Instead, what Thomas should have done is just believe without any evidence. That is not what Jesus is saying. Remember in the passage before this, Jesus says to his disciples, peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. What is he sending them to do? He is sending his disciples to tell the world about his resurrection. Just as he has been here on earth telling people about himself and about God, Jesus now sends his disciples into the world to tell the world about him. And from that time forward, everyone who believes in Jesus must do so without physically seeing Jesus, because he has gone back to his Father. It must be based upon the testimonies of the disciples. Testimonies that we can find in the scriptures. Testimonies that we have been reading today in the scriptures, in our Bible reading. The testimony, the report, the witnesses about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He is risen from the dead. He is no longer in the tomb. No one since then has touched Jesus, seen him in the flesh. But since that time, 2,000 years ago, there have been countless Christians across the centuries who believed in Jesus, and they are blessed. those of us who have trusted and believe in Jesus. This passage is talking about us. Blessed are those who have not yet seen and yet believed. We are blessed. It's about the people, the disciples, witnesses, and those who believe in that testimony. Those who believe in Christ without seeing Christ, Jesus calls us blessed. We are blessed by God, blessed because of His resurrection. We are blessed by having a relationship with God, adopted into His family, blessed by having peace with God, by having our broken relationships restored, blessed because we have life in Him, life eternal, life everlasting with God. That's the greatest blessing we can have, all because Jesus is alive. He is risen. Peter Hitchens, famous journalist from England, he was invited to be a part of a panel of people to ABC's program called Festival of Dangerous Ideas. The idea is for them to share about what they think is the most dangerous idea in the world. At the end of that program, the host asked each panelist this question to summarize their thoughts. What is the most dangerous idea? And he said this: the most dangerous idea in human history and philosophy remains the belief that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and rose from the dead. And that is the most dangerous idea you will ever encounter, because it alters the whole of human behavior and all our responsibilities. It turns the universe from a meaningless chaos into a design place in which there is justice, there is hope, and therefore we all have a duty to discover the nature of that justice and work towards that hope. It alters us all. If we reject it, it alters us all as well. It is incredibly dangerous. That's why so many people turn against it. Jesus Christ is the Son of God and risen from the dead. Blessed are those who have not yet seen and yet have believed. And as we read the very next verse in this gospel account, John writes that many things have been written about Jesus, and these things are written so that we may believe Jesus is the Messiah. He writes all these accounts, the three appearances that we just read. He writes that so that we may believe Jesus is the Messiah. Is He your Messiah? Are you blessed? Do you believe and have life in Jesus? Let me pray. Father God, we thank You. Thank You that we have peace in Christ and we are blessed because of His resurrection. Blessed to call You our Father. Blessed that we have this wonderful family in Christ. Blessed that we have peace with You. Blessed that we have life everlasting in Christ. Blessed that we can see Jesus in a new creation. And so, Father, we ask and pray that as Your people, by Your Spirit, help us to love Him more, worship Him more. We pray that You will draw us closer to You. And for those of us who are here that have not yet believed in Christ, family members, colleagues, people that we know, draw them close to You, Father. Draw them so that they may know Jesus, so that they may know and believe in Jesus and have life in Jesus. And so, Father, we ask and pray that You do all of that, not for our own sake, but for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. In His name we pray. Amen.